A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, indeed, we are grateful for your hand that kept us. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will raise a standard, a flag. Whenever you see a standard in the Bible, it means the flag. Or raise a standard against him. Thank you for raising the standard of protection, the standard of peace, the standard of power. And we just pray, oh God, that as we delve into your word, you will speak to us. And Lord, your word will turn things around. We want to hold on to that testimony. Your word will turn pain around. Your word will turn sickness out. Your word will turn shame out. Your word, oh God, will turn circumstances around. Fear will give up because your word will cause things to happen that will give us courage. Your word, oh God, King of glory, will bring to pass awesome wonders. We bless you, for this is our thanksgiving. And for everyone whose heart is rejoicing today, we say, Lord, draw from our thanksgiving and multiply it back to us. Even by the end of this month, let greater testimonies abound. I give myself to you, O God. Not that I am sufficient of myself, but my sufficiency is of you. I just pray for proceeding word right now. Lord, let my preparation not be an interruption to what is coming for. Let your word come with power. And Lord, let every heart that will hear receive and be blessed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Acts chapter 2 from verse 21. Hallelujah. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 from verse 21. Are we there? We've got to read quickly. There are a few scriptures to be searched today. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. 1, 2, 3, 4 verses that summarize the ministry, the mission, and the wonder-working power of Jesus. Peter, the one that denied Jesus, that's why I believe the word of God will turn things around. Amen. The one that denied Jesus at the cross, not that God needed his partnership with Jesus, but was just to fulfill the promise of the Father that Jesus was going to face the denial of his own disciples as part of his pain. He's the one speaking here that it has come to pass. Somebody say it has come to pass. It has come to pass because Peter met with Jesus again and they reconciled in John chapter 21 and he was saved and restored. So I believe, God, that where there has been a broken relationship, where there has been broken fellowship, where there has been a drawing back, if we call upon the name of the Lord, there shall be salvation. Hallelujah. Apart from that, the Bible says, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, attested of God, accredited of God, whatever verb your Bible uses, the Bible endorsed by God, hallelujah, among us by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of us. The three testimonies we heard. Many of us were not there when our brother was going through his trial. We were not there when Minister Favor was going through our challenge. We were not there when Sister Tully's sister was going through her problem. The challenge on the road, but it has come back to us. So we have heard. So we now know that God can bring laptop back. The documents that are thrown to the bush, God can order your steps to the place where your property is. I mean, it has to be God. We know that even if you have a job and you think my salary is not enough, when you don't have, God has supplies for you. There are still the ravens that bring food to the people of God. So we know, just like Peter testified, I know. Somebody say, I know. And after the testimonies of the miracles, he was delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God because of these wicked hands. And he was crucified and slain. But that was not the end of the story. Say to somebody, that was not the end of the story. Hallelujah. Men did what they could, but God raised him up and lose the pains of death, the pangs of death, because it was impossible for death to hold him. I pray that as we progress in this season, in this year, you will understand that what God has designed you to do, you cannot be stopped from doing it, because it is impossible for failure to hold you. It is impossible for sickness to hold you. It is impossible for death to hold you. It is impossible for the rules and the policies of men to keep you from getting there. There are many things that are impossible for the enemy to do. The Bible says God frustrates the enterprise of their hands so that they cannot achieve it. Somebody says, it is impossible for me to fail. It is impossible for me to die because of the plans of men. I want you to have confidence this month, because the same God who made it happen when it was written is still the one at work. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. Hebrews 2, 3 to 4. Hebrews 2, 3 to 4. Hallelujah. Are we encouraged by God? He said, has more in store, and his word will turn things around. Announce it to somebody. God's word will turn things around. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2, 3 to 4. Can I have a partner read with me? Someone there? Amen. Hallelujah. If no one is there, I'll read then. Yes. 3 and 4, sir.
Hebrews 2, 3 and 4.
Yes.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
Yes.
God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will.
Praise the Lord. God approved Jesus by signs and wonders. Now, those who believed him and told us about it, God also approved of them. That's why I believe, God, that you are in the season of approval. Amen. I said, I am in the season of approval. Jesus approved Jesus by signs, wonders, and miracles. Now the people who believed what he did and decided to tell it, to announce it, to proclaim it, God also did what? He approved them. Just because they bore the witness, just because they testified, just because they decided to say it's too good for them to keep it. I believe you and I are in our seasons of approval. In the name of Jesus, approval with diverse miracles, gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to God's own will. Hallelujah. I had an encounter the day that we learned that we are getting through by the grace of God into the purchase of the building. And as I was driving out of work, I felt the Holy Spirit say, call this person. And I'm wondering. I don't know how to call him. He said, just call him. So I picked the call, phone, and I called him, and I said, hi, sir. I'm glad to tell you that we have through to the next phase. He said, wow, Dukwe, that's so good. That's so kind. That's good. So God is gracious. I asked them for prayers to join us in prayers. And he said, is that why you called me? I said, yes, I wanted you to know. He said, is that all? I said, I just wanted you to know. Okay, how can we help you? Okay, how can we help you? So please send me an email today. I'm traveling tomorrow. Only God could have known that he's traveling tomorrow. He said, if our church don't help you, we are going to punish them for not helping you. But what I'm saying is, God prompted, and by his grace, I obeyed. And you don't know the relief I had. That God, you are so faithful, too faithful to fail. I believe, God, you are in your season of approval. Yes, that marriage that looks to be convulsing, by the mercy of God, God is going to show you that it was the one that arranged the marriage. That business that seems to be stalling, that appears not to be moving forward, but as you bear witness with the wonder-working power of Jesus, he will approve that he established that business for you. That career that appears to be stagnant, oh, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, as you decide to make yourself a witness to the wonder-working power of Jesus, that career will blossom. Everywhere where you have come to a bar, where you have come to a barrier, where you have hit brick walls, I command the force of witness and the power of approval to move you forward in the name of Jesus. God confirmed Jesus with signs, wonders, and miracles. Today, we are not going to be emphasizing on the wonders themselves. We want to look at three of them in the time that we have. But God began to deposit some things in my heart. You may have heard them before, but hear with ears that are ready to be approved of God. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. By the mercy of God, let the word of God turn things around in your heart, in your life, in your home. Let there be a turning around. I said a turning around. Let the wonder-working God take your case, even this morning, this afternoon, and let it come back with a testimony. Let the fear in your heart, the worries in your heart, let them go in the name of Jesus and embrace the wonder-working power of Jesus. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says to you, do it. And there were set there three water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. I'm believing God that there are people in this house that when Jesus says fill, you will not hold back until it's to the brim. And he said unto them, throw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bore it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men had well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Read verse 11 with me. This beginning of miracles, the Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Hallelujah. May the Lord interpret his word. A commentary I read said it appears as if the mother of Jesus must have been the MC. Oh, what do the people, the caterer, facilitator. Because she was the one that spotted that wine was finished. Is that not what MC is? Or is it she saw. She was in a vintage position. Yes, sir. Event. That is it. She must have been the event planner. May you have a great event planner. Whose word can turn things around? She was in a vintage place. She realized that something was missing. And she turned to solution. She didn't go to the bridegroom. She didn't make the bride. You can imagine if she had gone to the bride and said, wine is finished. If she went to the mother of the bride, who is still doing it, and said, wine is finished. She went to the, may your problem reach solution. Amen. may you not be going round and round in circles looking for people to help you. When help is by your side, when help is your Father, when help is your Savior. I love all the songs that the choir brought for today. I love you, 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 I love you. From the person who, God will cover your shame. Amen. The person who saw the problem and the person who can provide the solution. How many visitors knew that wine finished? This year, God is going to cover your shame. Amen. The wonder working Jesus, he's going to put a cloth upon you. Amen. You will not be exposed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. It was such that the governor said, people, when they have the inferior, they first of all pass it on. I don't know what you have been living on inferior quality. In this season, by the mercy of the living God, heaven is going to turn things around. Amen. And you're going to begin to taste new wine. In your career, new wine. In your prayer life, new wine. In your study of the Bible, new wine. Where the word of God did not make sense to you before. By the mercy of God, as you sit at the feet of the wonder-working Jesus, the author of the word will teach you the word. Amen. In your department, new wine. In your family, new wine. It's not because you have done anything different. It's because you took to him the water you had. And you allowed him to brood over it. It doesn't matter how unqualified you are. Just give the water to Jesus. Oh, wonder working Jesus. He wants to turn the story around in the name of Jesus. The Bible said this was the beginning of miracles. May this turn around be the beginning of great testimonies in your life in Jesus' name. John chapter 4. How the Lord opened my eyes. It was very short that it dropped in my heart, but I pray it blesses someone. From verse 46. So Jesus came again. Somebody, he has come again. Say the wonder working Jesus has come. Tell somebody he has come. He has come again. When I saw it, my heart leapt up. The fact that he visited you yesterday doesn't mean he won't visit you today. Somebody say, Jesus has come again. So Jesus came again where? Into Cana, into number 6, for my place. He came again into my life. He came again into Word Fountain Christian Ministries, where he made water. There is a reference point. Oh, hello. There is a what? A reference point. Where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see what? Signs and wonders, you will not believe. And they're looking for him. He himself is the embodiment of what? Signs. He's come again. The nobleman said unto him, sir, just come down before my child die. I have hope that that problem will not destroy you before Jesus shows up. I am confident that every resistance to his coming has been frustrated because you have made up your mind to seek him, to tell about him. His demand said, just come, Jesus. Come before my son died. And Jesus said unto him, go your way, your son liveth. Somebody says, what turns things around? I'm excited. I don't know about you. He has not been there. He just spoke. Your son lives. Your job secured. Your finance blessed. Your sickness healed. Your marriage healed. He just spoke. Your son lives. And the man believed the word that Jesus has spoken unto him, and he went his way. As you go today, believe the word of the Lord. Amen. That the word he has spoken over you, the word he's speaking over you, will turn things around. Amen. Even this week, this month, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son liveth. That word, your son liveth. Even the servants that were not there when it was spoken, they brought it back. Because this word is creative. It goes to the ends of the earth. They did not add to it. They did not subtract. The way Jesus announced it, it worked in the body of the son. It manifested in the heart of the servants. They brought it back to the man, your son. Oh, say to somebody, your son lives. You say your hope lives. Your desires live. Your expectations live. In the name of Jesus Christ. It will not return to him void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. The word achieved the purpose and came back as a testimony. May that be your song. It's the Jesus, the wonder working Jesus. John chapter 9. Oh God, we love you. John chapter 9. Hallelujah. It's a whole chapter dedicated to this man's story. The man that was born blind. Let's read from verse 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. I don't know how many of us will put our faces down, our eyes down for clay. But do you know the things that will get you your miracle are not necessarily pleasant things? If God says forgive, it can be like clay in your hands. Forgive for what they did to me. It can be like clay in your eyes. Forgive them for how they beat me down, how they spoke bad of me, No. What clay will you resist this month that you won't allow Jesus to apply? He has made the clay. He has spoken. His spittle has come upon the clay, and he wants to put it on your eyes. And you are saying, I can't. If only you know what I've been through, the trouble I've seen. I can't allow this clay on my eye. Then you go away blind again. What clay will be too hard for you to allow Jesus to put on your face, on your eyes? That was the solution the man needed. Only the wonder-working Jesus can say a blind eye and a clay can mix together. I will be trying to help the man to blow his eyes. I won't be thinking of clay. But when it is his remedy, even clay will obey him. And so we have to follow his instruction. Don't go your own way. This is the word of the Lord that will turn things around. The man that was blind now has clay in his eyes. And Jesus says, go wash in the pool of Siloam. How, when the matter has become worse? But in the hand of Jesus is a new beginning. He had put clay, even if the man had little sight before. Hello? Ma? Now, Jesus wants him to know that you need to be blind, but by obedience you will see. Even if he had a little peripheral vision and he knew how to go. Now that Jesus has put clay, he has to depend on the word. He has to depend on Christ to get to the pool of Shiloh. To this month, God will want you to depend on him. He will want you to put your back on him. He will want you to say, you know, Jesus, I don't know how to get out of this mess. I don't even know the way out. I am just so tired of myself. Cover my eyes with clay, but let me get to my Shiloh. I pray you will get to your breakthrough. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The man did. He got. And verse 11, he answered. Let me read verse 10. Therefore they said unto him, how were your eyes open? How did you get your miracle? How did you have your breakthrough? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received my sight. The cycle will be completed with your obedience. The cycle of your miracle will be completed by your obedience. And they wanted to know where Jesus was. But let's go down. Let's go down. Verse 34. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, do you believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talks with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Hallelujah. 39, Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. His word turns things around. Everyone that is holding on to their own intelligence, his word is going to confirm their foolishness in the name of Jesus. The truth is that the religious world could not handle the miracle of the man. And they cast him out of the temple. But the one who healed him also looked for him and saved him and brought him to a place where he did not just have physical sight, but he had spiritual sight. I pray where you have been following Jesus just with your natural sight, where you've made judgments by the things that you saw, you felt you could touch, that this season, as the wonder-working Jesus moves among us, the scales will drop off in the name of Jesus, and you will draw closer to him in the name of Jesus. Touching and transforming lives were evident in the life of Jesus. There is a statistics on the internet. It says 37 miracles documented in the Bible. You can Google and find it. But what we want us to know is that each of the miracles was not aimed at cheap publicity. Rather, they were accompanied by a message. They met a human need, and they confirm both the identity and the authority of Jesus. So when we talk about wonder-working Jesus, we are talking about his identity as God, man, and his authority, the one who rules in the affairs of men, the one who lives on earth but made things to happen in heaven, and the one who is now in heaven making things to happen on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that he was fulfilling what was written about him in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. The first wonderful is still going on. He hasn't stopped being wonderful. In John chapter 20, verse 30, let's read John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. Hallelujah. Someone reading with me. Hallelujah. It's always good to share together. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. John 20, 30 and 31. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
John 20, 30 and 31, I read. Yes. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
Yes.
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, Hallelujah. The Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Amen. Amen. And John 25, the last verse, the very last verse of the Gospel of John. Hallelujah.
Amen. John
1:25.
I read, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
Everyone say,
Amen. Amen.
My conclusion for me is that, yes, God, 2,000 years ago, in Christ, you've made manifest your power with signs, miracles, and wonder. And if the books were to be written, the whole world will not take it. But my life is ready. I'm ready to take more. And if you are ready to take more, you are ready to take more. I'm sure we can get this writing going on. It can continue. Hallelujah. It's a rope of hope that Jesus is extending to us. That the Gospel of John did not complete all the miracles so that yours can be added, that mine can be added, that the testimony of your family can be added, the testimony of what Fountain Christian Ministries can be added. And so the God of heaven is opening up a new verse where your testimony, my testimony, the testimony of our children, generations to come, can still be added. Why? Because he's the wonder-working Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 35 is a whole chapter, but let's pick a few verses there so that you know that Jesus is still fulfilling the promise of the Father. He's still fulfilling purpose, and I believe, God, that through him, you and I will fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's read verses 5 and 6 together. Let's start from verse 4. Let's go. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong and fear not. Behold, your God will fall with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Verse 7, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass, with reeds and rushes. Verse 8, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein. 9, nor lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk. Praise the Lord. Jesus came to make this a reality. A reality that where you and I have been blind, not just physically, emotionally, some of us have been hurt so much, we have stopped seeing. We have stopped seeing people pass by us because we have come into a cocoon that I'm not going to allow anyone to hurt me again. So actually, Jesus did not put the clay. You just closed your eyes. And mercy is still walking through. Goodness is walking through. The heart of your heart, the eyes of your heart have been closed because you felt, oh, someone spoke to me rudely before. So when people are saying good morning, you are saying what is good about the morning. But the Bible says the eyes of the blind shall be opened. You have shut your ears. You don't want to, what? Before they say fountain, stop it. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. I'm using the word fountain. When you hear other people, some people's names, say, please don't mention that name near me. But they are the ones carrying the blessing in the season. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Let's rise up to our feet. You have to prepare your heart. Thank God for the mother of Jesus that saw that something was not right at that wedding. Sometimes the people in the problem may not know what is wrong. And God may put you in that place where you can see. It's not for you to gossip about. It's for you to take it to the wonder-working Jesus. Amen. Even before you tell pastor, tell Jesus. Amen? Let's tell Jesus. Amen? The man, the nobleman, he heard that the same Jesus who did miracle in Cana has come again. Oh, somebody say he has come again. Oh. He said, come before my own son died. Oh. It's time for you to come and visit me. Have you heard testimonies here today that made your heart to say, this is possible? Are you going to say, Jesus, I'm next in line. I want to touch this same miracle. Are there situations you have been carrying? This, the chapter 9, the man was born blind. He had the problem from birth. Are there situations that are genetic, that are generational? Any journey, God has come to visit. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Even the parents had no solution. There was no diagnosis to tell them what happened. They just knew that the man was born blind. And Jesus said, I will come, and made a supernatural remedy by the mercy of God. Every problem that has been lasting long and long lasting, There is a spiritual and supernatural remedy from the God who works wonders that will visit the roots of the problem and cause you to have a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to talk to God this afternoon. I know that you are just beginning. Those people were just beginning their lives. They were just having a wedding, just to be married, and then problem showed up. Jesus showed up. And you are the beginning of something, and you are being threatened by something is finished. Oh, job is finished. Hope is finished. Jesus is with you. I want you to know that whatever you have, lay it at his table, and let him give you a new one, a new beginning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you talk to Jesus. What is it that is troubling your mind today? What is the condition that is making your heart to fear? It says you will not fear, you will not be afraid, because he, the everlasting light, has come. Are you talking to Jesus? He's ready. He's with you. He's in that situation. He's ready to make blind eyes to see, deaf ears to be unstopped. He's ready to make a way where there seems to be no way. He's the wonder walking Jesus. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. He was healing all manner of sicknesses and delivering those that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. He was approved by signs and wonders. I believe God that God will cause even his name in your mouth to be approved. That people will say, of a truth, you know the God that you are serving. In the mighty name of Jesus, what is that long-standing situation that people have asked you, how did you get here? Will you allow the wonder-working Jesus to turn things around? Oh, Nisha, Yanu, you are the God of awesome wonder. That's the instead of your power. Have you tasted of his power? Oh, Nisha, don't go home without testing this power. You have shown me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. Are you going to obtain his mercy this afternoon? Are you going to open your heart to him and say, Lord, visit me again? He showed it that he went to Cana of Galilee again. It doesn't matter what you received in January, what portion of his mercy you received in February, he has come again in the month of March. He has come to visit. He has come to show up. He has come to demonstrate his power. He has come to save. He has come to seek. He has come to heal. He has come to deliver. Are you going to allow him to put his clay upon your eyes? Or are you too sophisticated for the remedy he has? Are you going to be an instrument, an agent of the mercy that Jesus has? I want you to acknowledge that, God, I need you. Lord Jesus, I need your mercy. Don't pass me by. The noble said, don't pass me by. Come to my house before my son dies. Come to my house before I lose my mind. Come to my house before my marriage breaks. Come to my house before I lose my job. Come to my house before this sickness kills me. Come to my house and make a resolution between my children. Come to my house and pour your blessings into our house. Pour your mercy into our house. Come into our house before bankruptcy overtakes us. Come into our house, oh God. What will you ask him to come? He's a God of awesome wonders. You are here today, your heart is heavy. Put your hand upon your heart, wherever you believe your heart is. I believe mine is to the left, according to biology. Just put your hand on your heart. Father, thank you for the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. Thank you that your word still turns things around. Daddy, every heart that is touched today is a vessel for visitation. Amen. Where fear has abounded, Lord, we ask that fear be uprooted, because we have heard your word. because we have come with expectation, because we have come excited. I speak to every heart, oh God, that hear the word of the Lord. That situation that caused you fear, by the mercy of God, it expires today in Jesus' name. Yes, whatever memory of it that you have, I command the fire of the Holy Spirit to eat up the memory. In the name of Jesus Christ, are you feeling pain in your body? Has it registered in your brain? There is the power of God in this place. And I speak liberty where you have been held bound by fear. Let the power of the Most High God break the chains that fear held upon your life, upon your mind, upon your emotion. In the name of Jesus Christ, where you have been hurt and you are hurting, where you have been, oh God, by the mercy of God, I speak into the roots, oh God, of bitterness. I speak into the roots of unforgiveness. I speak to the roots of offense by your mercy, because no one will be held bound, because it is the season of approval. I pray, let your word break into pieces every hardened heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your water bring healing and wholeness, even where there has been, oh God, barrenness and dryness, where the word has stopped entering the hearts of men. My God, let there be a circumcision by your mercy, oh God, that just as your word went to the home of the nobleman, affected the son, healed him, and came back to the Father, that this word is living. I pray by your mercy, let the word that you have sent forth today go forth into our situations. Let it activate faith. Let it manifest testimonies. And let it return back to you. Not void, but with wonders following. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.